Next up, hazardous waste and documentation. Ford's approach to hazmat is to have extensive use of safety data sheets, which log the management of GHGs and regulatory requirements for air, waste, and water. This is just one way that Ford tracks and documents all regulated materials. This tracking of regulated materials from cradle to grave allows Ford to regulate hazmat waste concerning conflict materials, such things as hex chrome, lead, mercury, copper, from its source to its end of life. As of December 31st, 2017, approximately 50% of General Motors' industrial operations were landfill-free, in addition to the 63% of the non-manufacturing operations. General Motors' composting program is the most successful example of circular economy. These efforts are minimizing environmental impact, generating revenue from the sales byproducts, limiting raw materials through the use of recycling, cutting the carbon footprint, and lowering financial liabilities associated with waste disposal. Further, other major companies, along with GM, have all generated sustainability reports to track progress. Further, they have been ranked by a number of indices, such as the Dow Jones Sustainability Index and Newsweek Green Score, in addition to the use of safety data sheets, which log the management of GHGs and regulatory requirements for air, waste, and water. Same ones that Ford uses.